Well, I guess we could say. Game warden down in western Kentucky, or eastern Kentucky, that thought 25 years ago I was 65 years old. You get Dempsey Henderson to tell you about that sometime. We are thankful tonight to be here for the services today, last night, have the opportunity to be fed upon the Word of God. It's something that we don't get the opportunity to be in services like this very much. And certainly it is great to be able to sit under the preaching, the teaching of other men of God that stands for the truth of the Word of the Lord. We miss Brother Haley being here. One that we thank all that has really been one that has stood for the truth for years. One that always had a love for other people, concern in his life, for the Word of the Lord and for the church and for other people, missionaries. One thing I hope tonight is we try to bring a message. Nobody doesn't try to pray me off of my thoughts. I heard that happen 2 years ago. I have a hard enough time preaching my thoughts about anybody praying that I get off some thoughts on burning ground. Brother Paul kind of got on some of the statements or scripture that I intend to use tonight, but I thought well, if they're worth preaching once, they're worth preaching again. So I didn't try to pray him off. Thankful for this church and the other churches that sponsoring this conference and hospitality has been shown here. Also in the home of Brother Tim Haley, where we're staying. And treating us so good, I told him you better be careful, we might not leave. So that's been a good host to us, so we desire that you pray for us. We are a small church in number, membership, and endeavoring to try to build a building. And the Lord take care of all things. Pray for us that our faith will be increased to continue to serve the Lord as we should for His honor and for His glory. We want to read some scripture tonight and the book of Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 1 and reading down to about verse 15. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the many Samaritans and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone. Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn the reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So we build the wall, and all the wall was joined together into the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. It came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and Ammonites and Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem was made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth, and conspired all of them to gather to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayers unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. It came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore said I, in the lower places behind the wall, in the higher places I even set the people after their family and families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers, to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your house. We want to try to speak to you on a subject like this tonight, being prepared to stand against the enemy. You know, individuals have enemies, which is Satan and his workers. Churches has enemies. Nations has enemies. And there is a battle going on, and a warfare going on against the enemy. First thing we want to think about tonight in this, God gives leadership. God gives leadership for our homes, for churches, for people. We want you to notice back in the second chapter of the book of Nehemiah, and in the 10th verse, when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Now the enemy was not pleased with this, but God had sent a man that was concerned about the people. I believe we can say tonight that every New Testament church tonight, that God has sent a man that is concerned about the welfare of the people in that church and that community. God sends leadership. And this man had come, Nehemiah had come there, and he's seeking the welfare of the children of Israel. Now something else I want you to notice here in verse 11 and 12. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I rose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Now, another thing I believe tonight, that every leader here tonight, every pastor here tonight, God put something in your heart to do. You have a burden. Wherever God has sent you, wherever God has placed you, God has put something in your heart. Now, what was put in the heart of Nehemiah was, here he had gone about and he had searched out and he saw the condition of the walls being destroyed after they'd been in captivity for many years, and Nehemiah being brought back, led back to go back and to build the walls. This was a work of God. God was leading to be done here and carried out, and he had put something in the heart of Nehemiah to do. Yet there was the enemy out there. That God has put in your heart to do, and the heart of every leader that is here tonight, and every pastor that is here tonight, you have got plenty of enemies tonight that is fighting against you. But you know tonight that there is a burdened heart for you to go, and if you didn't have a burdened heart, you wouldn't go. And God has put something in your heart to do. Of course, the thing that was in the heart of Nehemiah, put in the heart of Nehemiah, was there something to do at Jerusalem, and that was to build the wall. He had many enemies. He had much opposition. You have much opposition here at this church. Every pastor in every church here tonight, wherever that you're at, you have much opposition. Because Satan hates the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan has many workers tonight that works against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if ever pastor here tonight would tell of the many things, the many trials, and the many testing, and many things, and many times that they have faced the enemy, and many opposition rose up, many obstacles, many things against them. Yet, we want you to think about here, we'll come back to this verse again directly. We want you to notice in the fourth chapter again now, and verse 9. I'm sure tonight that we, each of us, think of very difficult times and very hard times in trying to serve the Lord, and it would have been very difficult apart from the Lord, but here the enemy had come and tried to hinder. But notice, it says, nevertheless, we made our prayers unto our God. What is needed tonight to be prepared to stand against the enemy? One thing is prayer.
Amen.
And the situation may get to the place that they may look so difficult. We may want to throw up our hands. We may want to quit. We may want to turn to the side. And I'm sure about every pastor is like I have. I have been through the years. You wanted to resign, and you did resign. You said you're going to quit. And under this situation there, whenever we come to that place, we're failing to be what we should. We're failing to be that we should be in the Lord. Now notice down in verse 14, you'll come back to this verse again also. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them, remember the Lord. You know, whenever we want to throw up our hands, if we want to quit and give up, we, to a certain extent, we have failed to remember the Lord.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen.
Failing to remember the Lord. You know what we're trying to do? We're trying to do it in our strength.
Right.
We're trying to accomplish that we want to do without the Lord. And Nehemiah was a leader that said unto the people, remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. And the work that we try to do and are trying to do from time to time, the difficult time comes, then there is a thing that happens is our faith weakens sometimes. We fail to think of the great blessings of God that have been blessed before there, and we fail to remember the Lord as we should. All right, the enemy. The question is, will God's people fortify themselves? Now, this is the thing that is needed tonight, that we might take our stand against the enemy. We want to notice here, first here for just a little while, in Psalms, the 94th Psalm, and verse 16. Notice how that reads. Psalm 94 and verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? All right, God uses people in the service of the Lord to stand up and to stand for the Word and to carry the truths and uphold the truths of the Word of God. So he says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Well, there's evildoers all around us. Satan is going to have his workers. He does have his workers. He has his workers against this church, against our church, against the church, every church that is here, against every home tonight that is endeavoring to serve the Lord. Satan has his workers.
Amen.
Against those homes, and he's trying to tear down. He's trying to destroy. He is trying to break up that home. And who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? God wants people tonight that will stand up for him against the workers of iniquity, or the workers of sin. And I believe tonight that we have people here tonight that wants to do that. I believe we have people here tonight that does stand up against evil, wickedness, sin. And that is your desire. Notice something else. Now, being prepared to stand against the enemy. Notice this in the book of Numbers, in Numbers, the 32nd chapter. Here is Israel coming out. Moses speaks unto them as they're getting ready to take into the Canaan land. Moses speaks in verse 20 of the 32nd chapter of the book of Numbers, and he says, and Moses said unto them, if ye will do this thing, if ye will go armed before the Lord to war. All right? Notice how it reads, if you will go armed before the Lord to war. I believe this word armed is speaking about going prepared before the Lord to war.
Amen.
Notice the next verse. And will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out the enemy from before him. Now, did he say, part of you go? Just some of you go? No, he says in verse 21, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord. God wants all of this church to fight against the enemy. God would have this church and the church where they're at, and the church, every church that are represented here, he'd have all of every one of those churches to take their stand and go armed to fight against the powers of Satan.
Amen.
Brother. So, this is the way to be prepared to stand against the enemy. Now, notice this. Here, as we go back to the book of Nehemiah, how it reads in chapter 4. Again, here the enemy made light in verse 2, and he spake before his brethren, or Sanballat did there, the enemy and his brethren, and the army of Samaria, and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves?" Why, tonight, churches need to fortify themselves. Homes needs to fortify themselves. Individuals needs to fortify themselves. Let's think just a minute about being fortified here. To be fortified means to strengthen against attack. Be strong to erect works on defense. Now the work that this church does tonight in the truths of the Word of God that this church stands for, and the truths that every New Testament church, Baptist church here tonight, the truths that it stands for is that which is works of defense. Works of defense means to be strengthened against attack. Now we know that there's many out there that is going to attack us. Let us use these scriptures here. This is what we are speaking about that Brother Hall mentioned this afternoon. But you know, we are attacked from in and we are attacked from without. In Acts the 20th chapter and in verse 29. "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." This is those that are from without, that are attacking every work of the Lord. Amen. Then notice, "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." All right, they're going to be attacked from people within the church. And we need to build up strength. We need to be fortified against these things. And we need to realize that these things are going to happen, that Satan has people around this church, in this community, and many other places that is fighting against this church. And if we're not careful, there'll be people in our churches that will rise up, that will cause division, and they will try to draw away disciples after them. They will try to draw away people after them to get them to believe something that that church does not believe or stand for. They do not care how it hurts or what it does. They're not interested. They're not concerned in the church going forward. They're interested and concerned in being proper in this world. They're interested and concerned in this world getting someone to follow them. So, notice also back in the book of Nehemiah now, they also had problem there with this in verse 10 of the fourth chapter, Nehemiah 4 and verse 10. "And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish that we cannot, we are not able to build the wall." All right, Judah came along and said, "Now we're not able to do this." He's within. And certainly today there is many things that is in the way many times. And he says the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. I believe that that is what is in many churches today as far as bearing burdens and having burdens and truly wanting to serve the Lord as God would have us to serve the Lord. I believe those burdens have decayed.
Amen.
I don't believe they're there anymore. Like they should be. Something decayed, it means it's deteriorating, it's going away. Think about today, actually. Do we really today have burdens for lost souls as we should have? Do we really have burdens today to see the church advance and go forward many times as we should have? Or is that burden decayed, not there? So we go back to the book of Deuteronomy. Notice in the book of Deuteronomy, in the first chapter, notice how it reads, talking about those that are within that will go against and will hinder and discourage. In Deuteronomy 1 and verse 28, he says, "Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts." Our brethren have discouraged our heart, saying the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Amorites there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. But here was some there that said that what they was trying to do, what they was going to do about going up, they discouraged their own brethren. How many times have you seen that happen? How many times have you seen that take place in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? That someone there that you think maybe sometime would really serve the Lord, but the time came that he discouraged someone else, some other brethren, says, "We cannot do that, that is impossible." That the enemy out there is too great. Now we want to speak this here before we go farther about the leader. Notice down in verse 37, "Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, Thou also shalt not go in thither, but Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." Talking about Joshua, he says, encourage him. Encourage your leader. Encourage your pastor. And every one of us here tonight, and you have a pastor here tonight, encourage that pastor. Encourage that man that God has given you. Don't discourage him, but encourage him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Help us to be able to stand against the enemy. Right, Nehemiah knew that there was attackers out there hurt, and there's always some attackers without and some within who said, "Well, go." Discouragement and encouragement, as we spoke about. Oh, what we may need here! What a great thing it is in our lives that we can fortify ourselves against discouragement. You know, discouragement is one of the devil's tools that he uses. Now, I don't know, maybe you don't have much trouble with it, but I do. I let it happen to me. But it's one of the great things today that Satan uses and hurts many people because we let him do it to us. so we need to fortify ourselves against discouragement. We are attacked by the religious lost people round about us. The church back in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus was attacked, the apostles was attacked by the Pharisees and others, but they was religious lost people. We still have religious lost people today that is attacking the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, attacking God's people. We need to keep in mind that there is great fortification in truth. Now, we read a while ago over in the book of Numbers, where look there to arm yourselves and go over Jordan. Let us turn now to the book of Ephesians for a little while in the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Notice how that it reads in the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Being prepared to stand against those of the enemy. Notice, as we read just a little bit from it, he says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, today, we are in a warfare, we're in a battle against one that is far greater than we are, and that is the devil. And many times people want to feel, well, I do not have any problems, or I do not have any enemies out here, or I do not have anything that is bothering me or disturbing me. But oh, tonight, when we get in that condition, then we're beginning to be blinded to the truth of the Word of God. So, here in the Scripture here, while we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you know, we can overcome another man in this life sometime. We can do it by ourselves, but we cannot overcome Satan. The powers of Satan and his workers out there. We wrestle not against just flesh and blood, just not against another man, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places that brings us down and causes us to be hurt in this world, and blinds us to the things of this life many times, there that we will fall into those traps and into those things in this world. So, what do we need? We need to fortify ourselves tonight with truth. Truth is one of the greatest fortifications that there is tonight. That God's people, the churches and homes and families, that they we would stand upon the truths of the Word of the Lord. Notice this just a little bit farther. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. All that God will help us and bless us with, and there that we might have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Walls of truth. You know, a wall is a thought of as something as a protection. Walls of truth will protect churches. It will protect homes. It will protect nations. And so, the first thing for us tonight to be ready there to stand against the enemy out there, and being prepared to stand against the enemy, have on the whole armor of God. God has prepared that armor. We need to put it on and use it for His honor and for His glory. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. We're living today in dark and sinful and wicked days. I don't think there was ever a time that any of us has lived that we see as much sin, we see as much murder, we see as much rape, we see the things that's happening and going on, or we've seen so many things that is coming against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even today, as some of the leaders of the nation seemingly is turning against what the church is to uphold and to stand for. And it seems like that there's no concern in their lives or interest in any way, because the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, placed in this world to stand and to hold up the truths of the Word of God, is the reason today that she is being attacked.
Amen.
She is being attacked from every side and every place and every way.
Amen.
And yet today, are we saying today, well, that doesn't make any difference, that's just the church, that will not matter, that will not hurt anything, but these things are gradually creeping in on us.
Amen.
They're gradually creeping in on us. And they're hurting us. I'm afraid far more than we really stop to think about sometimes. I believe they're hurting us. Far more than we really stop to think that they're really... the damage really being done. So, tonight, notice we read just a little bit farther. Put on the whole armor of God, of truth. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, going forth there with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, there that there might be peace, above all, taking the shield of faith. Oh, what a shield faith is. How that it shields out there and protects in this world. Not only the shield of faith, and above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, tonight, I believe this is the sword that is talking about. And I believe tonight the Holy Spirit is the wielder of this sword. And the churches today, Satan is making churches today and people, individuals today, believe that there's something better than the Word of God. That there's something more can be accomplished if we will turn to something else of this world. But oh, tonight, as the sword, as this Word of God is presented from time to time, and the Holy Spirit, the wielder of this sword, takes this word and this message and makes it effective in the lives of people, then is when people is going to be saved.
Amen.
There as it takes the word there into the lives of those that are saved by the grace of God, and then is when we're going to rise up and take our stand and serve Him as God would have us to serve Him. And that's the only thing tonight that will make this word effective and powerful there, is that the Holy Spirit there will be the reading of the Word there, the sword, the Word of God.
Amen.
So, let us fortify ourselves against that which weakens us. That you're to pray, that you're to study, that you're to attend church, that you're to have interest in the things that God would have us to have interest in. Letting the world creep into our hearts and minds. Becoming so concerned and involved about things of this world and letting it become a hindrance unto us. So let us fortify ourselves against that which will weaken us. Oh, how what it brings about whenever we forget, we fail to remember the Lord. Going back to the book of Nehemiah, in the 4th chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Also in the book of Ephesians, there where we're reading in the 6th chapter, it spoke about prayer. The praying in verse 18, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Nehemiah was a watchful leader. Nehemiah was a watchful man. Now, as we go back there, let us read verse 7 of the 4th chapter. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem was made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them. Now all of the enemy, you know the enemy, out there, and every one of Satan's workers, they're going to work, and they was working here, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Oh, I'm sure that in the lives of some of them there, that was a dark hour, that was a dark situation, and there was this was looking very difficult. As the enemy come to try to hinder them and to stop them from building a wall. But oh, in the next verse, nevertheless, regardless of the enemy, regardless of how powerful they look, regardless of the how difficult they look, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God.
Amen.
We made our prayer unto our God. How many times? Oh, how many times have we fallen into those kind of situations? How dark it looked. How difficult it looked. But yet, nevertheless, we made our prayers unto our God. Tonight, will we as churches, will we as homes, will we as individuals, when these things arise, when these things come, these things happen. In verse 14 again, Nehemiah says, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers, to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord. He's never forsaken us.
Amen.
He's never let us down.
Amen.
He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to let us down. He's loved us with a love that we cannot be separated from.
Amen.
He saved us a salvation that is a great salvation. It's going to He's going to finish up that salvation one day. He is going to come, and there is going to be the redemption of the body.
Amen.
We're going to be taken home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Remember the Lord. He has not forgotten His people.
Amen.
And regardless of the dark hours and the situations that we may face there, and we come to the place and we may wrestle with something for some time, but yet we turn back, and nevertheless, regardless of enemy, we make our prayer unto our God.
Amen.
We do not pray to a statue. We may not pray to some person else, someone else in this world, but we pray to the one that created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
The one that is able to do all things. Has all power, has all knowledge. He hasn't forgotten us.
Amen.
Tonight, let's not forget Him. Let's remember.
Amen.
With that,
amen.